Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Sadly, since May 13th, there have been 12 Erie County residents who have died with suspected cocaine and fentanyl involvement. And for all of 2022, so far there have been 42 confirmed opioid overdose-related deaths. There are more than 100 cases pending toxicology results in the medical examiner's office. So the bottom line here is that we want to keep Erie County residents alive. Everybody needs to stay alive. Substance use disorder is a chronic disease of the brain. Overdoses and opioid-related deaths are not limited to just one part of our community. They are happening everywhere in Erie County. This is a public health issue, and we approach it as we do any other chronic condition, by putting forward primary and secondary prevention strategies that reduce harm and save lives. People are hearing our message. Since our initial press release late last week, our department has received 162 requests for Narcan through our Text for Narcan program. And that number is 716-225-5473. Remember, it's 716-225-5473. The Erie County Department of Health is starting a new program for bars, restaurants, and other public health establishments to order free harm reduction materials for their businesses. We have takeout bags, coasters, Narcan wall boxes, removable window decals, and Narcan supplies that can be ordered in no cost. And I have examples of some of those items here. Everybody can see. And then most importantly, here's our Narcan. So additional materials will be available this summer, and also ordering online will be available soon. So we are not powerless against overdoses and opioid-related deaths. These are preventable, as long as we have the knowledge and the tools. So here are five facts to keep in mind. Number one, carry Narcan. Always carry Narcan. And know how to use it and when to use it. Even if you have no intention of using an opioid, you never know. These days, we know anything can happen. Number two, never use alone. Remember, never use alone. Have Narcan and a friend with you who is not using drugs and can watch you, or contact a service like Never Use Alone, and that is neveruselone.com, just one word. Number three, test your drugs for fentanyl, even if you think you're using cocaine or another substance that does not have opioids in it. Free test strips are available from the Erie County Department of Health. Call 716-858-7695. Again, that's 716-858-7695. Again, these days, you never know. Number four, seek support. The Buffalo and Erie County Addictions Hotline is available 24/7 with referrals for individuals and their families. So call 716-831-7007. And most importantly, for the long term, number five, please seek treatment. Local hospital emergency departments can connect patients to immediate medication-assisted treatment. Ask for New York Matters. Again, it's New York Matters. And now I'm going to turn it over to my esteemed colleague, John Flynn, who is on our Erie County District Attorney and has really been a champion in our overdose prevention efforts. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Doctor, and I want to thank you for everything that you've done for the past 2 years here during COVID, and for all that you've done in relation to this epidemic of opioids that has, quite frankly, plagued our society here before COVID. And it's kind of ironic that I stand here before you today when I was a few months ago seeing the numbers coming in of the overdose deaths and looking at the numbers that have occurred over the course of the past 2 years and came to the conclusion that there has been a silent killer in our community during COVID. It hasn't been silent in the sense that no one's working on it, because Cheryl and Dr. Bernstein work on this every day. But as we know, COVID has dominated our lives over the course of the past 2 years. The COVID numbers have dominated our lives over the course of the past 2 years. And the opioid overdose numbers have been relegated. And they need to be brought out now so that we all know what has been going on. We went from 103 confirmed opioid overdose deaths in Erie County in 2012 to 301 in 2016. Okay? They tripled in that 4-year period. And that was the height of our epidemic in terms of numbers, was in 2016 when I ran for this office. And we went down in 2017 to 251. We went down in 2018 to 191. We went down in 2019 to 156. So we had, in essence, cut it in half before March of 2020. Again, still way too high. 156 lives that were unnecessarily lost. 156 families who were devastated. But from a number standpoint, they had gone down in half in 3 years. And then COVID hit. And you have heard me say numerous times that I think that it is intellectually lazy to blame everything on COVID in our society. I don't mean to do that, but the numbers speak for themselves. We bumped up to 246 in 2020, and then last year 286, and then this year we're on pace for over 300, back to our original peak of 2016. So I don't think it's being intellectually lazy to say that the COVID epidemic has had a direct impact on our opioid epidemic. And it doesn't seem to be getting any better. We're getting better on the COVID front, but we're not getting better on the opioid front. And a new element has come into my world now, and that is cocaine being laced with fentanyl. And cocaine prosecutions in my office where fentanyl is now a factor of the crime. And while fentanyl is being used in pills and other things as well, my concern is with the cocaine. And my concern is the criminal justice aspect of it that deals with my office in prosecuting cocaine cases relating to fentanyl. And let me be clear, the zero tolerance policy that I established on prosecutions with dealers, not with users, but with dealers back in 2017 when it came to fentanyl, is now being used with cocaine in my office. And if you're a cocaine dealer and you are lacing your cocaine with fentanyl, you are going to be prosecuted to the fullest extent by my office, and you will go to jail. It's as simple as that. And on the other front, we continue to help those with substance abuse disorders through our opioid court, through our drug court, through diversion programs. Those programs are now up and running. They're back in action after having a bit of a shutdown during COVID. And we are here in the DA's office, doctor, to help you, to help your community, to help our community out with this by putting the traffickers in jail and the users to get help. And that has been my mantra since 2017. That continues to be my policy. And again, Dr. Ann Sherrill, anything I can do to help you out and to help the health department out, I am here to help. And again, with that, I will bring up to the podium here Cheryl Moore, who is the Erie County Opioid Epidemic Task Force Director, who works at my office every day, and who, quite frankly, is a hero when it comes to helping out our community in Erie County.
Thank you so much. And those are really kind words, but the heroes are all over there. The heroes work every day with people in our community. It is my team here, people in lived recovery, people that are walking this journey of recovery with people. We have lost more people in the past year than is imaginable. It's breaking people's hearts. It is a different individual. We're looking at everybody in our community. We cannot point a finger at one neighborhood. We cannot point a finger at an age, at a gender, at a race, at an ethnicity. We can talk to each other. We lost many people due to isolation. Dr. Burstein talked about that during COVID. That was our biggest risk factor. People were alone. There was no one there. People are self-medicating. We know there's a lot of depression. There's a lot of upset. We've lost a lot of people in our community. But I want everyone to be aware and take away this message. No one woke up one day and said, I think I'll be a drug addict. I'm doing this to make your life miserable. No one did that. People are sick, they have a chronic disease, but it's very, very treatable as we've learned. And we've developed a team of people in recovery, treatment agencies, doctors, nurses, community members, neighbors that will help you walk that journey, get you where you need to be. We have an addiction hotline, 716-831-7007. You can call that 24 hours a day and be linked to care. We're always here for you. One of the other things that we are going to be doing, because we really are, we do not want to find any more people dead in our community. That is final, folks. People can pick up Narcan, they can pick up test strips in the vestibule here of the Rath building. They'll be available whenever the building doors are open. There will be a whole kit with connection to care also. We really want people to have the tools in hand to keep our community alive. Thank you. Dr. Burstein?
Thank you. Thanks. That's it for our prepared comments, and I welcome questions from the media. So the question is, how do we get the message out from don't trust your cocaine? Well, our esteemed messengers are standing right over here, our peers. They are out in the community, they're out in the streets. We're putting out messages on social media just to make people aware that that cocaine right now is very dangerous because it's laced with fentanyl. It's not like the old cocaine that, you know, your grandmother used to use or your mom used to use. It's, you know, not from the 70s or 80s or 90s. This is really dangerous. And so, you know, we've been putting the word out. And again, we know that cocaine is a very popular drug. From our central police services said that that is the most common drug that they see at crime scenes. And since we put out an announcement late last week, again, we had 162 requests for Narcan. And I'm sure that many of those people were not intending to use opioids. So, and then our partners here in the media, getting the word out. There is nothing that is safe anymore. These test strips are available from us at the health department. They are free, they're easy to use, and we really want to encourage people to use them. Even if you had no intention of using any drug with an opioid, you never know. You never know if something you may be using could have it. You never know if somebody that, you know, you're close with might be using. So, you know, these days, we know that anything can happen, and unfortunately, we just need to be prepared. Thanks. Any other questions? Yes, that is true that the emergency department and our first responders do see people who are who repeatedly need to have their lives saved with Narcan. However, the purpose of Narcan is to save lives, to give people another chance to get into care. We have so many programs in our community to help get people into care when they're ready. And you know, when somebody overdoses and is successfully revived with Narcan, everybody gets information about treatment options. Everybody gets a dose of Narcan. Everybody gets the opportunity to be linked to peers. We don't just give people Narcan and say good luck with that. We want to support people, and we try so hard to connect them to a community, to connect them to a peer who's been there before, you know, to connect them to treatment, just to ask questions. We try very hard to get people connected. So that's really what we try to do, is get people connected into care and support individuals. And Cheryl, I don't know if you want to say anything else.
Sure. You bring up a good point, and that is something that people always do question. If someone has been reversed with Narcan, why does it occur again? No different than any other chronic disease. When someone has diabetes, we really want you to manage that, right? But we have no problem giving you insulin or glucagon to help you manage it over and over and over. So walking the journey of a chronic disease, this is the same analogy. So getting that person linked to appropriate care, and I want to put this out there, if someone isn't breathing, they can't get treatment. This is somebody. So understanding that the behaviors associated with substance use disorder, they can be kind of crazy. I'll be the first one to speak to it. I've lost a sister, lived this journey over 30 years. The people are not bad people. We need to link them to care. We need to get them on good medication, good wraparound servicing, good peer support. Our people come back, and they're there for, but if they're not breathing, that is permanent, folks. That is permanent, and families' lives are disrupted for permanency the rest of their life. So trying over and over again, any other chronic disease, we would have no problem, so this is the same. Once again, we will just continue to interact with people, put our hand out, and offer help.
And Ron, I see the same thing. I see the same people coming through the criminal justice system over and over again, and we can't give up on them. We can't give up. At some point, my attitude changes in the sense that, all right, maybe I need to have a hammer hanging over this person's head now with the threat of jail or the threat of harsher punishment, but I don't want to jump right to that. I want to get that person help if I can. And I give people second, third, fourth, fifth chances every day. And I don't just want to throw people who have a problem, who are good people with a problem, in jail. I want to help them. Now, again, the dealers, that's a whole different story. But those who are users and those who need help, who are fundamentally good people, who are in a bad spot in their life, you got to have the attitude, don't give up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can, but it's much more difficult. So I refer them all to the feds. So all those federal cases are mainly referred by my office. So we have a federal task force, you know, that works on all crimes. I have a great partnership with the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office. And when we get a case where we think that we can prosecute the dealer for a homicide-related offense, it is much easier to do it per the statutes in federal court than it is in state court. I've handled one over the course of the past 3 years. I've had one. They've had numerous because, again, their statute is so much better than my statute. So we work together, and at the end of the day, I say, you know what? You take this, and they do. We have, and they're aware of that. But again, I mean, it doesn't matter who does it, really. I mean, as long as it's getting done, and as long as a person is getting held accountable for it, whether it's the feds or me, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I mean, we're a partnership. We're not competing against one another. All we're trying to do is justice. And so if their statute is better, and quite frankly also, they have stiffer punishments than we have too. So the penalties are better in the federal system than they are in the state system, and getting that change in the state system is a Herculean task. Yeah. Well, we try. The main flow of fentanyl, cocaine, is comes through Mexico into our country. It then comes to New York City, and then comes to Buffalo. That's a generalization. Obviously, there are different parameters. Synthetic fentanyl mainly comes through China, and in through Canada and into Buffalo. That's one route as well. So we see it. We see it come here from all different places. And again, we work with our federal partners to stop it, obviously, each and every day. And like I said, we have a great relationship with our federal partners, and we're doing all that we can to stop it and to put traffickers behind bars.
Well, I'd like to add with just letting people know that we have Narcan and other resources available for people right behind me, right in the front doors of the Rath building. So you do not have to go through security. They're before security, and we have lots to offer to people to save lives. And Narcan, test strips, whatever you need. Also, when you this summer, when you go out to bars and restaurants, be on the lookout for information and resources there. So, please, let us help you. Let us take care of you and your family and prevent these senseless opioid-related overdose deaths.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.